I do need a little bit of help for this evening's homily, and maybe some of you younger people can tell me. If you could be any Star Wars character, who would you be and why? And you have to tell me why. You can't just tell me who you'd like to be. You have to tell me why. Luke Skywalker, why?
Because he's the next Jedi.
He's the next Jedi? Yep. Good answer. Anybody else? Who would you be? Princess Leia. Why? She has pretty hair and she's a princess, of course. Who else? Oh boy, got some hands over there, huh? Let's see here. Who would you be?
Anakin Skywalker.
Anakin Skywalker. Why?
Because he turns into Darth Vader.
Whose kid is this? Actually, you are right on. You know why? What happens to Darth Vader at the very end? Yeah, he does die, but right before he dies. Yes, he turns good. He turns good, which is all about our Christian faith and conversion. Who else? Who would you be? Yoda. Because you're short? Why? He what? He's one of the leaders of the good guys, yeah. And good things come in small packages, right? Well, if I had my pick, he's not my favorite. But I agree with Zach, I would probably like to be Luke Skywalker. I actually like Han Solo better just because he was kind of cool and he got to fly the Millennium Falcon. But Luke Skywalker is one that I think many of us might be able to identify with a little bit better than some others. Do you remember that scene in Episode 4, the first Star Wars movie that was actually made, when the crawler is coming along with the Jawas and they have all these droids that they're selling, and Luke's uncle picks out R2-D2 and C-3PO to buy? Well, not initially. They, you know, got a bad deal and had to replace them with the other one, but regardless. And he tells Luke to go in and clean them up and get them ready. And what does Luke say? I was going to Tosche Station to pick up some power converters. He whines, right? Throughout the whole movie, he whines. It's just not fair. I can't get involved. There's nothing to do about it right now. I don't have to sit here and listen to this. Sounds like a teenage girl, right? Parents, you've heard these things from your children before. And all through the movie, he whines to his uncle, he whines to Ben Kenobi, he whines to Han Solo, to Princess Leia. But you know what? I think most of us could probably identify with him. Because when things don't go our way, what's the first response we have? To whine. We don't like it when things don't go our way. Children, have you ever had things not go your way? Good. You're being honest. You're being honest. And parents, what about you? Things not go your way? Yeah. Hopefully we're a little bit better about whining about it. But we whine because a lot of times we don't get what we want. And I think many times that happens because we never stop to ask the question, what does God want? Can you imagine how Mary must have felt that first Christmas? What were her dreams growing up? Maybe of growing up and marrying some man and having a family? Yet her dreams are shattered by being asked to conceive a child outside of marriage, even if by the Holy Spirit. She was about a seventh or eighth grader. Can you imagine taking on the weight of this pregnancy, the social stigma, what Joseph would think about her? Don't you think that Mary just wanted to be a kid at that age? She was probably left wondering, why can't I just live a normal life? Why can't things go my way? And we all make plans for our lives and how things should go. Some of you girls out there are dreaming of growing up like a princess and meeting the man of your dreams. Big muscles, a good job, a fast car. Some of you guys out there are dreaming of wooing the woman of your dreams, building a big house for her, driving a big truck that she can't get up into without a step stool, having a big stereo so that she goes deaf. Did you notice something about Luke in these movies? He actually says at the beginning of this movie, A New Hope, Episode 4, that he wants to someday go and join the rebellion. And then everything falls apart. His aunt and uncle die. Everything's taken away from him. He's whisked away with this guy named Han Solo. And you know what he ends up doing? Joining the rebellion. And of course, he whined for 2.5 hours about it, but he still got what he wanted. You see, guys, we have a choice in life. God's will be done. Make no mistake about it. But we can often make the choice to be like Luke and to fight God the whole time, wanting to do it our way instead of his, even though the end result's going to be the same. Or we can be like Mary, still scared, still wondering what's going on, still having dreams that get shattered sometimes, but also accepting the will of God. One of the challenges to living out this obedience to God's plan is doubt and fear. Do you remember the scene from Star Wars 5? Who can give me the title? Star Wars 5. Close. Right before that. Go ahead. Thank you. Empire Strikes Back. You got to be a certain generations, right? Empire Strikes Back. Luke has traveled to a swampy planet to meet Yoda. And Yoda's trying to teach him how to raise his X-Wing fighter out of the swamp because it's fallen down in the swamp, right? And he tries. And he goes back to Yoda, exasperated, throws himself down on the ground and says, I can't, it's just too big. And Yoda turns to him and says, size matters not. Look at me. Judge me by size, do you? And well, you should not, for my ally is the Force. And a powerful ally it is. Remember Mary when the angel Gabriel came to her? And coming to her, he said, Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And how does she respond? How can this be since I do not know a man? And then the angel responds to her in a very similar way that Yoda responds to Luke. He says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy Son of God. You see, our reactions to the doubts and fears of the challenges of living out the will of God, our reaction is to say, I can't do it. I don't have the power. And you know what? It's because a lot of times we automatically assume that we should, and we don't. What did Yoda do? He called on a higher power, the Force. What did Mary do? Well, the higher power called on her. And she said, "Let it be done to me according to thy will." Guys, it takes a higher power than anything you can do to live the Christian life, to follow God, to be a good Christian and a good Catholic. You cannot do it alone. Whether you aspire to be like Luke or Princess Leia or Yoda, whether you aspire to be like Mary, the mother of Jesus, or just an average Joe in Wichita, Kansas, Jesus wants you to know this Christmas Eve that you are not alone, and when you call upon the name of Jesus, you never have to be alone. Like Mary or Luke, you may feel like a nobody, a small fish in a big pond. But like Yoda, God can do powerful things when little people call on divine power. Like Mary or Luke, you may have very stressful elements in your life. Lots of hiccups, roadblocks. And you can whine about the whole thing the whole way through. Or you can be obedient to the plan of God, even obedient to the circumstances of life when they don't unfold according to your plan. Like Mary or Luke, God is asking you today, this Christmas Eve, to accept a mission to bring peace to the world. And it can seem impossible. It can fill you with doubt and fear. But when you call upon the name of Jesus, remember that you are never alone. Whether like Mary, you are holding the Christ child, or perhaps the Christ child is holding you.